Als je kleine geld en kleeshows bevijlen, schuif je haltig. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have I heard tale of old Bobby Bob?
In this programme, which is called Kleine Geld, you'll hear a thread in the English language as Nisu Snaelia clash and Sahilg, and you'll hear another thread in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Valling, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Dhúrigh, well, we're hearing of the talk given by Stephen Miller, RBV, about what inspired him and how he's gone about the work which has earned him recognition as Rai Bliana Van Annin. He just mentioned to us a Welsh schoolteacher, George Ewart Evans, who was teaching in rural Suffolk, and he saw the changing world of work in rural Suffolk and undertook decades of collecting oral history, very much a pioneer of oral history. And he went out to hear firsthand from the people whose world was undergoing such radical changes about their lives and the kind of things that they had done, which would be no more. To Frederick, as na fi deni eger, a haiacha e gaultas na bain. As gair the jach na bain than gwael, te oru nish goil kemmer cons troggal an a gaultas fain a she gun an grind eg na deni, chaust an a fir dunioil hin goil an avar liawr. Well, just the other day, it was St. Valentine's Day. Should we play love songs in this edition of Kleine Geld? Well, Scottish singer Maeve McKinnon was a visitor to Uncrunniach in 2011. Let's see what advice she's got for us. Tashu geish jachrish radio vanning, stashu nanashun, skeliena, wash dulish, Alan Vanning.
In her right hand is a silver dagger. She says the tie can't be your bride. All men are fools, so says my mother. They'll tell you daddy. Yes, a handsome devil. He's got a chain 5 miles long. On every link, a heart of dangle of another. Loved and wronged. Go court another
So, don't sing love songs. That's Mae McKinnon's advice to us. And that was a track called Silver Dagger, which I remember from the singing of Joan Baez back in about 1960, I think it was, but revived there by Mae McKinnon on her first CD, which was called Don't Sing Love Songs. Let's now rejoin the talk by Stephen Miller, RBV, reflecting on George Ewart Evans.
Ewart Evans was a Welsh school teacher. He lived in a very remote part of Suffolk, at Flaxall. And he's noticed in the community there the change in work practices on the land, mechanisation coming in, changes in the social life of the village, and he decided to record it. He was the first person to really do this. He was the, sort of kick-started the oral history movement in England. And what he produced were these very simple, plain accounts of life on the land. There's no notion of nostalgia, there's no elegiac notion of a past life. He basically tells it as it is, hardship and all. And the reason why I mention Ewart Evans, quite apart from the fact that books are well worth reading, is that an anthology was published recently. Well, 1993 was a posthumous anthology, and this incorporates material from all of his other books, and I'm going to read a review from this particular book here. It says, "It's right that the past should be heard of in the words of those who lived it, those who actually cut the hay." Fantastic review. And this, I have to say to my own self, this is what I have actually done. I've indeed asked those here in the island who cut the hay, those who fished for cod off the island, Ronnie Christian, other people like these I meet, those who gathered seaweed off the beach at Port St. Mary, that was Breach's grandfather. I interviewed Breach's grandfather in here. I even met one of the last to sail to Kinsale for the mackerel fishing there. He sailed in 1912. He was a 13-year-old cook. And the reason why he knows it's 1912 is because the Titanic went past him on the way. These are the sort of the voices that I have actually heard here. And funny enough, by an absolute by serendipity today, I was in the Manx Museum in the reading room, and I was talking to Wendy Thurkettle about my tapes. And she produced me a box of tapes, and on one of those tapes was the tapes with Alfie Tate, and he was the person I interviewed, one of the first people I interviewed. He was a night watchman at the old Imperial buildings in the Steam Packet, and I remember turning up there to be told about what life was like on board a fishing vessel going to Kinsale in 1912.
Egatresio, Henk Frederick is a genie gestap, Magit the Woolian Ray. Yich na be in oru, as wat tallach de chanturtus na maastok. Raumach de jena denia, crow is oor trom. Ve fau, ilegal William Ray. Now fossival, dilly Napoleon, van a bolach an ek trogit ein raw tuse on shen, han nodach ad legal yon shachten, creach hum regen. Ach for Benjamin frail shilia gear, Eglestiach yn y deinia. Fy'n pair as an ord as a crewoc, far ar tol fagus de bun o wylion gei. Dy môl, as bunnus les cwm as an atches er, ren Benjamin snoggl y cap liawr aga. Fam i smonion dy raw, sesion, na fel siw fagin na tyd dy ynw. Minadelia, as niad pron a pwdr guns diachs y tol sien, Aglet, ren the bane few. Fe niaw fossifol nish the chos na mach as fasti na trogolin. Now here's a song, I suppose it's a kind of love song. Sing a song of Cornwall.
Oh,
A festival of Cornish male voice choirs recorded at the Royal Albert Hall in London with Agnes Jane on the piano. Sing a song of Cornwall. Lug minute na gae, fan a deinia rag an as utsan raid a choliw urd, eish fa barwch a bawrach on. Ren the cow men an iri the chathas an air, as ren ulyw na bae an erlima jay Napoleon, cowad hin shis er na bwylgoch as cwdach an in eddenin. Ta diria drish, Va bodgil fi vur de yech du, croche herrische vol, van wullin rei er vei on. De mol ren a finnerach shade er sule, van wullin rei er square vai vei on. Is a riet shaw rau, henk kreacht na bain stiach on thou rish, van al as liag chriest janiad shaladra shen bite fon yowlas och nyan droch yinu fachidach shaw. Diri aim fi vur son kulina, as gin furchten es serachan elia, rened rai rumbu ulyu kujach, as hired the jirach nyan nodge.
And so I was also surprised this morning to realise I've not got one box of tapes in the Manx Museum Library, I've got three boxes of tapes in the Manx Museum Library, and that is me the next summer just simply listening to my tapes, trying to figure out who's on them and what they're all really about, because I don't have documentation for them, you know, but I can anyway, no matter from that. Okay, I have learned the voices of many, many other people. I want to sort of perhaps move quite strangely now onto a German filmmaker, a person called Edgar Rietz, who made an amazing TV series called Heimat. And he was actually in Vienna recently last year. There was a retrospective of his work. Heimat was basically the life of a fictional village in the Hunsrück, which is where he comes from. It's a small area, just a simple area like the Isle of Man. It's just a simple farming community in the Hunsrück. It's in the Lower Rhineland. But the interesting thing about Rietz was that he just didn't want to live there. He was one of these people who, as soon as he could get out, got out, became a filmmaker. His career stalled. He ended up back in the Hunsrück, living with his parents. And around him he saw, just like Hewitt Evans, the change in the life in the Hunsrück. And he remember him saying in this particular, and he realised that his grandfather, for instance, was the village blacksmith. And he realised that this was going. He says, these are the last people to work with their hands. They're working in crafts that have now gone. And he says, once they are gone, we cannot ask them again. And he says, someone must bear witness to the work that they do. Someone has to bear witness to the life that they lived. And that's what I very much feel that I have actually done. You know, I've been witness to the lives that have been lived in this island, witness to the work that's been done on the land, the work that's been done at the sea as well. But I also am well aware that I'm not the only witness on the island. Whilst I've recorded many voices, I've also read the words of many others in the files of the Folklife Survey. This, for instance, is one thing I was reading recently. The harvest was very late. In some places, corn was cut in the month of October. The year, in fact, is 1879. The reason why we know it's 1879 is because Robert Mulcrane of Balaff was standing in the field with his father as a 10-year-old.
Thank you.
As showed you stashun the national radio vanning she clean gale to guller scalenia cartnish, merin peen Robert Cutting Carslo, Robert a Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
This is the sort of memories that stretch back in the island through the Manx Museum Folklife Survey, through the other people who have gone and asked the previous people of the days past. John Neen the Gow, the sort of the pin-up of the Manx language revival, John Gow, dictated his memories to his daughter in 1948. This is a man who was born in 1860. These are the sort of voices, the Manx voices, that we have access to in this particular island. A man born before the American Civil War broke out. Incredible. And we have in the Folklife Survey an ethnographic archive that stands as an achievement along the lines of the Irish Folklore Commission and the School of Scottish Studies. Leslie Quirk, who was one of the field workers for the Folklife Survey, was actually trained by the Irish Folklore Commission. The Irish Folklore Commission visited the Isle of Man. Their first sound recordings done were of the last native speakers of Manx. Eric Regina worked on the survey, later went to the School of Scottish Studies. Basil McGaw later followed from the Manx Museum to the School of Scottish Studies. But this archive is little known, it's little used, and there are so many Manx voices in there that need to be heard again. It is thanks to Leslie Quirk, whose name I see on here, Walter Clark as well, many others, Eric Regin and many others, and especially Grace Mary Quilliam as a field worker and organisational figure extraordinaire of the Folklife Survey that we have this particular archive. Just this week I was reading the early correspondence of the Folklife Survey, and I came across this letter written by Grace Mary Quilliam to the Gow's daughter, Millie Neen. This is from 1948. And it says here, I like to imagine some student 100 years from now looking into our files to find what life was like then and reading your book and the facts we collected ourselves from your father. Well, I have turned up a little bit earlier than that. I didn't wait 100 years to turn up to read the Gow's reminiscences and that of many others. And there's Sarah Christian sitting here who works in the Manx Museum and also is represented in here. The Blath Heritage Trust and the Isle of Man Family History Society knows that I've read a lot of files from the Folklife Survey. In fact, sir, I counted them up today and I've called up 114 files from the Folklife Survey. And there's always one more file to read. There's always one more item to call up from the Folklife Survey. It is an absolutely remarkable archive.
A chéad seo had dugad gael den a grain an jowl ran scaba harastu gur is sneach de garu. She ca, cae, gear vaughn. Renna dania, liga oru, rish, as tre henk na bein fagas thou, renna scotchel magit lest a magic and as lest na boots and trauma hock. Va bua, tri kiri, as de gai marowich, as va bunnus de cholio fech lotich. Eir Napoleon, va stura cushion va in chow chulu, va bear nyama nega skolwich e grain. Ach, a denk na dania vaig in skelia nader. Va trur jow as van in ging brish lloris bullichen vai ingen boxer. Va ferelia erna heise volg lloris erk vua. Va ferelia as van a trusen bonus rapich vai lloris Jesse is bluebell. As trer in the nine mardi j guard kerper Napoleon, hug eschen serred out the gol combes kail chigrachlai, chit ristol tazia mcchownadania, as wat gullany de fergach, henk sevrainor. Off to Brittany now, the trio Frangel, le navire merveilleux.
Ce sont les filles du Havre qu'ont armé un bâtiment.
Ce sont les filles du Havre qu'ont armé un bâtiment.
Il est parti faire campagne, j'aime la belle endormie.
Dans les mers de l'Orient, j'aime la belle endormante. Dans les mers de l'Orient, j'aime la belle endormante.
Il est parti vent arrière, il reviendra en louvoyant.
Il est parti vent arrière, il reviendra en louvoyant.
Sa coquette en bois de rose, j'aime la belle endormie.
C'est ma d'ivoire brillant, j'aime la belle endormant. C'est ma d'ivoire brillant, j'aime la belle endormant.
Sa misaine est en dentelle, c'est unié de satin blanc.
Sa misaine est en dentelle, c'est unié de satin blanc.
Ses vergues sont en émeraude, j'aime la belle endormie.
Ses poulies en diamant, j'aime la belle endormant. Ses poulies en diamant, j'aime la belle endormant. endormant.
Son gréement garni de perles, ses encres sont en argent.
Son gréement garni de perles, ses encres sont en argent.
Et les gabiers de la grand-une, j'aime la belle endormie.
Sont des gars de 18 ans, j'aime la belle endormant. Sont des gars de 18 ans, j'aime la belle endormant.
Les gabiers de la misaine sont des filles de 15 ans.
Les gabiers de la misaine sont des filles de 15 ans.
Et le capitaine qui les commande, j'aime la belle endormie.
C'est un jeune homme de 20 ans, j'aime la belle endormant. C'est un jeune homme de 20 ans, j'aime la belle endormant.
Un jour en fumant sa pipe, vint sur le gaillard d'avant.
Un jour en fumant sa pipe, vint sur le gaillard d'avant.
Trouve près du cabestan, j'aime la belle endormie.
La belle Isa qui pleurait tant, j'aime la belle endormant. La belle Isa qui pleurait tant, j'aime la belle endormant.
Ah, je pleure mon pucelage qui est parti au gré des vents.
Ah, je pleure mon pucelage qui est parti au gré des vents.
Il est parti vent arrière, j'aime la belle endormie.
Reviendra en louvoyant, j'aime la belle endormant. Reviendra en louvoyant, j'aime la belle endormant.
Il viendra mouiller son encre dans la rade de Fécamp.
Il viendra mouiller son encre dans la rade de Fécamp.
Et chacun dira gai gai, j'aime la belle endormie.
Ah le joli bâtiment, j'aime la belle endormant. Ah le joli bâtiment, j'aime la belle endormant.
Trio Froger. Honneke drouwt ons gauw, wij chitten wij er een grunnige magietemo. Dai Frederick en de Deinjege, de haas na maag as gouds va fos keid au shenna yinu. As a na chalid, va nage kawartach, rai yer chase on nim yoes heen. Ren na bein cload kar chiskus bunnavar, as hugga dau breb gerinach na ghe, gouds rendad sai rumbu tru de chlaig rainach. Va lau a variach doch. Och, vat ski, as vat liga falla. De mall gauwe tuig der schuul de bakkach gesegaltes. Ren en schilje jane komregen maruok, skeelt maag er neer, koor er kustjouw de liege jair. Es rish tamelt beg, henket gestap ons tosted trais en in het van woelien rein a shadow kiet de rauw. Sje, de eer soel. Va bunnus monus djeri a tuljeloch ersul. Va iren unden erna strai uns pert.
Some are well aware that whilst I'm a witness, there are previous witnesses from me, and we have a remarkable resource here that can actually take us back into the middle of last century. So I want to thank also, I want to thank Kim Holden from the Manx Museum Library as well. She also uncovered one of the original notebooks of Leslie Quirk's, an absolutely incredible find. She just found this by chance and gave this to me, and we could recognise the handwriting, we could recognise it. That's the sort of a treasure that lies in there. What I want to now move on to this wonderful phrase here, Manx is all the go in the island now. This doesn't come from me, by the way, this is Edward Farragher writing to Karl Roeder. This is the obligatory Karl Roeder reference. Everyone knows me. There's got to be a reference to Karl Roeder in everything that I talk about. And so this is one of the many references to him tonight. But it's also all the go now in the islands. I have to admit to myself that I never thought in my life I would be standing in a building like this, that there would be an organization like Culture Vannen dedicated to promoting and celebrating our heritage. I never thought I would see it. And this is much more than just a set of static displays. Wonderful as the Lego is in here, although I still want to see the Boy Scout who threw the sod of earth at Raglan. Yeah, why not? Why not? Something missing. There's always something missing. Folklorists will always tell you there's something missing, something that should have been recorded, someone who should have been interviewed. So that's what's missing. Maybe I can make that up one time and bring that along when I'm next in the island. But in all seriousness, absolutely fantastic to see an organisation like this. What I also never thought I'd ever see in my lifetime is a primary school that teaches through the medium of Manx. I'm of the generation that know Manx, as simple as that. I mean, I find it difficult even to pronounce the trophy that I've been awarded, I'll be honest about that. I remember talking to my mother when Brian Stoll was teaching at the Isle of Man College, teaching night class at the Isle of Man College. She told, no, you don't want to learn that. It's dead language, no one speaks that. It's just simply not worth it. Thank you.
tuien keli am bocht, suuri arm, harish a slug, kved der in lesh, ma hui an zesteshen, da fuse mi, va ki kavo, va nye ben, va ki chinech ma ki to, hayat bambu lesh, Drop shoe nose, nish kibi maki, by the cavern, than the bed, tashe, and mean and by, chin shore as be you keep, and jack to jow, her as she, the cap as the cloak, her as she, said a plaque, tavro by as, rookie of the lion, such,
song Ilium Bach, Jamie Smith on vocals there with the trio Barul.
And so it is remarkable to see the Bunskull, and we know that our language is not as the famous letters that has been sent to UNESCO. They've been told very clearly that the language is still here, and as we know now, thanks to the Cronky Berry School kids, it's also out there in the cosmos as well, which I think is awesome. It's also fantastic to see. I hope Culture Vanity is going to arrange a trip out there one day, you know, we could all come out there. Better than going to Ramsey, you know, we can actually, anyway. And I have to be to Ramsey tonight, actually, because I left my luggage on the bus, so we've actually had a little trip to, a little bit of excitement this afternoon, not just this award, actually trying to get my luggage, and it is possible to go from St. John's to Ramsey and back in the same day. That's something else I'd like to do as well. So that's another little takeaway for you here at this particular talk. Okay, let's get a little bit serious now, if I can rise to the occasion. Okay, you know, Paul Kane in 1891 wrote a book called The Little Manx Nation. And I want to sort of tease this idea apart. I take the little, not in the sense that he meant the little, to mean that we are numerically small as Manx people. We've always been small on the island here. There was a census in 1726. Bishop Wilson had them count everyone. And the number came to just under 14,500. It's remarkable. That's all we were, 14,500. And yet we're still here. We also had, as you know, the 19th century, people left. It's an incredibly poignant line here, I find from the Andrew School logbook here from 1869. Three little girls left, gone to America, Christeries. having to leave the island. I always wonder, what life did they make in America? You know, who are they now? Where are their descendants now? You know, do they still feel Manx in any particular way? Did they bring that with them? I don't know. Are we Manx? Well, if we use the language as a marker, you can simply say it's always been here. Let's not get into these arguments about last native speakers and continuity of Manx and so on. You can simply say, if you want to get those arguments, the language fell asleep at Ned Marshall in 1974, and now it's woken up. Go next door if you doubt that particular phrase.
As ons a chrogli, chanodach ad de chyr tio mor en ad rai, ima de yinu jain a clachan va ernan dojim. A chyr tio, van a clachan ulyu a shilya nyes, or a nyart a fault ad de chyawr is chyd an de stundart an ons fodid. Ve mor na rau a wulyan ge, riu on. Chaws va chit fair a gawltus, henk squeela, a serach gyn iscrein fair, chaws fan caga on, cor lymarach nyn gweil, as e sgwtiol a famanega, as munga, as jint mach leshen hyn. As chiel na bein fai yd trogl yn ag altus, bwyrwch a trom chwsiach gun. Gryn fair tan gun sien gul ar liega, frai boxa. Di yn y wyrd eilio jain variach ein dil i sgwila. Crain variach shen as boxer. Van a glunan ega liga falla. Va crow cabil kalt jeggers van ingen skaltit jegger. As va dozen de grinen in lai sights jach sa lurge gerinach ega. Nasiwn sien Radio Fanning. Clen y gael dyn enym er yn lle sio, a si Robert Cytyn Gosl mis Robert y Corslach myda.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Cren fariach ymreg, na fel sien iman na naid fain tolwain, tolw casrych gawltus na bain. Ach, renod strai y wylion rei, as fe sy'n gofrach y dychrogol i rys def lein. Creu sen, ni mwyd strogl mwylion gei helia, ni mwyd strogl se mwylion gei mw fy sen yn ieri. Chynelw tigl comreg, a ryd niadl fy jintain. Fy nod cwmol yn ir tolw sio, er ta sy'n yn siadw. Ys nish, bwystel i jailus y chwmreg Napoleon, ta sy'n y chors na rys dach orlach jay. Eish, ta sy'n y chors na nyfain rai, as boxer. Shen the variach dine the squealer.
And Manx has been here. Yeah, you know, we moved into the English-speaking realm in about 1399, when you look at it. You know, we've had over 500 years here of an English-speaking elite, and yet the language is still here. When we talk about being a nation, well, to me it's actually quite self-evident that we're a nation. All you have to do is look across there to see a Tynwald. We have sitting in here, we have someone here who's not a member of Parliament, who's an MHK. You know, that's our parliament, brought to us by the Norse, brought to us by our Viking ancestors. Our last king died in 1265, Magnus Olafsson, but our parliament is still here. Once again, that has withstood changes in administration in this island, the Stanleys moving to the Derbys, moving to the revestment and so on, and all of this. Our parliament is still here. We're here, our language is here, and our institutions are still here, reflecting both sides of us, reflecting us both as Celts and as Vikings is here. I'm going to move on now to a particular closing comment. I've actually got through this talk a little quicker than I thought it was going to be. It's actually quite good. I've made all the points I want to make, and I want to keep it short and sharp. If we know who we were as that little Manx nation, the better we are then to understand who we are now at that little Manx nation, and also who we will be and can be in the future. And I think that can only come from us looking back and looking at the Manx nation that we used to be. Now, many people might think that's the closing mark, that's the takeaway message, but I actually want to add another little message to that. And this is perhaps, I would think to myself, this is a particular note of caution, and I want to read this much more fuller. This is Edward Farragher recalling Margaret's cottage at Craigneish. Margaret got the cottage from her mother, old Nelly, who Edward Farragher described as a tyrant. And apparently when old Nelly passed off, and off this mortal coil that was taken over by Margaret, it sort of became sort of like party central, party HQ in Craigneish, judging from Farragher's description.
Trip round the Horn with Catherine Angharad.
And I'll read it to you now. She lived in the house alone, and it was a great haunt for the young men. She used to learn us to sing and dance. It was a meeting house for both sexes for many years. When she died, the house went to ruin. The little garden in front has disappeared, and Margaret's old haggard is trodden like the highway. Farragher now lies, as you know, in an unmarked grave in England. And finally, he writes these particular words, which are taken, I take these as metaphorical, not literal. And he himself lies in an unmarked grave in England. You know, his great friend, Rhoda, towards the end of his day, lived in close poverty. He actually had to have a subscription list raised to actually buy him his medicine in his last life. You know, it's actually terrible. But I think my takeaway message for tonight, if there is a takeaway message tonight, is that if Margaret's old haggard, in other words, what makes us Manx, is not to be trodden like the highway now or in the future. I think let us, Ever and again, ask now the days that are past and listen to those Manx voices to remind us of where we came from. And we are small in number. We will always be small in number. But I think we need to stop being just the shy, in the words of T.E. Brown, and speak that much louder about who we are and what we are as that little Manx nation. And I'll come to a final word. I think if there's a sound bite to take away from this, what I've learned from asking people that I realised very soon on, it's not Halloween, it's Hop Tune Yeza. Thank you very much. And that's enough of me. And thank you very much.
Stephen Miller. Hewlad the bacach stiach se close. Van a grain and fo cragan lurg a boxer, gunya de piendach. Honnick a roche, ulu a laborach trom, as e a chroggle a woolian rae vine undin. As Hannah, se hieltness egge, rennin yartig a heen son an over. Ach, son an chid hirt, henke de. Drawe unvlein jeg deish. As fuddy na rau na muskel an murege, cart marvad kiet de rau. Ach tre ren na bein fagin na bradach geinia benelt as chila da gun goler liga rish, siach kieten vei na liga olio kujach, as chila da na red jintek Napoleon, cor molia solia dausen na ernimacaak, vei jean dau na iai shen as olio, da rauwad a chosna bariach fwr.
Rillen beg boy och es laurig se grein
Jura haro no,
Jura haro no Is shine a piba a shejot se grei
Jura haro a shejot
se grei Shine a piba a shejot se grei Ha daunsa a noch gaun an erish gai chrein
Jura haro no, Jura haro no
Is brogan er ulor a bula ge krui
Jura haro a bula ge krui
Na brogan er ulor a bula ge krui Gabi mi drama is gabi mi pinch
Jura haro no, Jura haro no
Le doch es an ala nach bimi rohin
Jura haro nach bimi rohin
Le doch es an ala nach bimi rohin Shiny mi oren no gafius no tri
Jura haro no, Jura haro no
Shiny am fuo ge larger ge bean
Jura haro ge larger ge bean
Shiny am fuo ge larger ge bean Skelach and father Zavin.
Jura horo no, Jura horo no.
Muna shan wyhen is behen and day.
Jura horo is behen and day.
Muna shan wyhen is behen and day. A rasher and larlish of Niagam heen.
Jura horo no, Jura horo no.
Na kuashrod an grach is glin
Jura horo grach is glin
A kakar na kuashrod an grach is glin An taumar son chekig vol chelin am liam
Jura horo no, Jura horo no
Is nish an arishte an navlin le kin
Jura horo an navlin le kin
Is nish an arishte an navlin le kin Jarelen beg boyach as taurig se grein
Jura horo no, Jura horo no
Is shain a piba a shejur se vei
Jura horo a shejur se vei
Shain a piba a shejur se vei
And there we heard the group Croon from Scotland singing Céilíne Bliana. Ach, for Yerahol, Ligdon Clashen and Dr. Brigia Madrill, J. Kulchevanin, as to force Bitbeg a Man by Stephen Miller.
Stephen, that was
Yindesach,
wonderful.
Thank you. And we can have a party in Margaret's Cottage, we can recreate. And thanks to Mona Douglas, we know the dance moves. So we can.
Exactly.
Funny enough, this is what they used to do. This is a recount, isn't it, by W.W. Gill. This is what they would actually do. They would actually clear out the seats. They'd actually put the fiddle on a chair on a table. And so he would actually fiddle and everyone would actually dance. Yeah. Clegg describes these parties taking on. Clegg describes these parties going on. So we have the template.
Well, just finally, Molly Lasolia, Stephen Miller, RBB, Raglina Fernand.
Thank you. Thank you again.
As a Zen Tushina Jitkus Jera Achlerish. Now, this title seems appropriate at the moment. The Reed That Bends with the Storm, fiddle player Emma Sweeney and friends, who just happened to include Mike McGoldrick. As Maso Dera Nahi Te Orms Golmachus Korebe Shadow the Dunnel Rosh and Sterum. Until the next time then, this is Robert Katin Carswell, Robert Karslach.
Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a creary was Orsilier, as my Yerian shared you, will you?